Welcome to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. So glad to have you on the journey with us again today. In the studio with me is Sharon Epps. Sharon, welcome to the program.
Well, I'm glad and excited to hear this interview today with somebody that needed to get back on track.
Well, we're going to be talking to a pastor who lost his house and his car at the time that he suddenly became a single parent, but today is living in financial freedom and teaching others to do the same. You're going to meet Clarence Maynor of Triangle Point Fellowship Church in Durham, North Carolina.
And we really want to encourage you that you can get back on track no matter where you are in managing your finances wisely and getting out of debt. But one of the keys, in fact, it's in destination one of the money map, is that you have a spending plan. And I know that some of you may feel like a spending plan is very difficult to set up, but we want to show you how.
Well, it's actually very simple if you will just begin to track all of your expenses for 1 month. And the way I like to recommend that you do that is to divide your expenses into two parts. You have fixed expenses and variable expenses. Now, mortgages, car payments, debt repayment, those are all fixed. But you have other variable expenses like groceries, clothing, eating out, your utility bills even, your grooming, entertainment. All of those things are variable expenses. So compare those two, your fixed expenses and your variable, and then list all of your income for the month and see if you're living within your means. That's the very first foundational step.
And the second step really is the one that I've seen trip people up more than any, and that is to account for your periodic expenses. Those are expenses like insurance and property taxes, things that are due quarterly or perhaps even semi-annually. And if you don't have a plan to save for those during the month, you may get stuck with a budget that's over your income.
So Sharon, once you've accounted for all of your expenses, then you can compare your total expenses in every category to the percentage guideline spending plan that we have online, and then you make the necessary adjustments to either decrease your fixed or your variable expenses, or to increase your income in order to have a monthly surplus, which we call financial margin.
And if these steps sound complicated, we have so many tools to help you at crown.org. In fact, you can even call one of our Money Map coaches and schedule an individual appointment, as well as asking questions online. We want to be here to help you at crown.org.
Well, today you're going to hear a very inspirational testimony from Clarence Maynor, who got his finances back on track, and results have been remarkable. Thanks for listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Feels like talking to your young child about money just isn't enough. There's a fun, easy, and visual way you can show them how to honor God with their money. The ABC Learning Bank from Crown Financial Ministries. This popular tool goes beyond the traditional piggy bank. Created with three colorful compartments in the shape of letters, the ABC Learning Bank will give your child a fun, hands-on learning experience as they discover that A is for giving, B is for saving, and C is for spending. Imagine them applying that learning for a lifetime. The ABC Learning Bank is recommended for children ages 3 and older. To order an ABC Learning Bank for a child in your life, go to crown.org or call 1-800-722-1976. Again, the ABC Learning Bank is available by calling 1-800-722-1976 or visiting crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. I recently met Clarence Maynor on our God Provides City tour as we moved through the Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina area. And at that event, he shared his personal testimony with me, and I was just taken back by Clarence's faithfulness, by what God has done in his life. And I said, I really want all of you to hear his story. So today, Clarence, it's good to have you on the program. Welcome to Money Life.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Clarence, you shared with me that your wife passed away unexpectedly in 1994, and that she had primarily handled the money in your family. Were you prepared to take over the finances at that time?
No, I was not. I was in the military, and I got married at a young age, and I just turned all of the finances over to my wife, because the majority of the time I was TDY away from home. And so I told her to take care of that. And plus, she couldn't work anyway, so she handled all the finances. I didn't know how to do a savings account. I didn't know how to do a budget. I didn't even know how to get the groceries. She did all of those things for the house.
And did you have children at that time, Clarence?
No, it was later on that we had two children. And after the two children came, things still went normal. She was handling the finances and managing the money and everything of the home. And the only thing I did was went to work, and I got what you say, an allowance, after I got paid.
she put you on an allowance.
Yes. And so I say, well, if everything is working, you know, I don't have nothing to worry about. But then in 1994, July the 30th, Fayetteville, North Carolina, my wife passed away with an aneurysm on the brain.
Mm. And Clarence, you found yourself at that time as a single parent. What happened to your finances at that point?
At that point, I tried to, you know, make lists of bills and things that needed to be done, but I didn't know after I took over that there was some credit cards that she had, and there was some other loans and debts that she had besides the house payment and the car payment. And so I looked at everything, I added it all up, and we were at that time $90,000 in debt. And so the job that I had, I couldn't have took care of all of it, but I said, I just prayed, and I said, well, Lord, I need some help. I talked to everyone, but the ones that would talk with me, they couldn't give me a straight answer on the things on how to handle my money. And I end up losing my home. I lost the car. And my children, we hung in there. But then one day at Chapel and Espino at Fort Bragg, Womack Army Medical Center, I shared with him in the chapel what was going on. And he said, you know what? You're at the right time. I know a man that's coming to Fayetteville, and he's going to be at the Village Baptist Church. His name is Larry Burkett. I don't know if you heard of him.
Mm.
I said, I've heard of him, but I don't really know that much about him. He said, you need to go to the seminar. I said, okay. I went there, and I tell you, it turned my life around. I took everything he had. He passed out to us, and then I went to the Baptist bookstore and got some of his books that he had so that I could start managing my money. And so it ended up, I started out making me a mini budget and went on from there.
Well, what began to happen, Clarence, when you started to apply these truths to your life? Did it begin to make a difference to you? Were you making headway early on?
Yes, it did. And what I really liked about it was all biblical. And I took the Bible, and matter of fact, my Bible is upstairs in my room right now. It's marked, those Bible verses. And every time I go through, I might see myself getting, touching up on one of those. I go back and I pray and I read, and I come back and get my budget, keep it online.
Yes.
It really helps out. It's really laid out. Anyone, if they follow the principle that was left with Larry Burkett, you'll have no problems becoming debt-free.
You know, Clarence, so many people who are listening today can give that exact same testimony. At some point in their life, in the last 25 or 30 years, they encountered Larry and his teaching that God had a plan for your finances, and they began to apply those principles to their life, and they saw a remarkable difference. Do you remember some of the first things that you learned from Larry when you first met him at that live seminar?
Yes, I did. He had a warm, heart-filling spirit. And then not only that, he really talked about money. And I said, wow, man, this guy is really something. And here I was, you know, I know about the 10%, but I didn't know about the 90%. And he laid it all out for everyone to get a hold on the whole 100% that we receive every month, or however you receive your pay or whatever. And then not only that, it also encouraged me to try to start an in-home business. And I said, well, okay, I say, Lord, I'm going to try it. And I stepped out and I went to Amway. And then I looked at my budget and I followed what Larry had said. And I said, wait a minute, this is not going the right direction. I need to change. And so I went back to the Bible. I changed it. And then the money kept on coming in and I was on track.
And what year was that, Clarence? Your wife died in 1994. What year did you actually meet Larry and begin to turn things around?
It was in 95.
And did your children notice a difference immediately and something had happened to you and things were really turning and improving?
Yes. You know, some things that they would like to do. You know, I tried to give them activity and that, but then I was able to sign them up into the YMCA in Fayetteville, and they were going to different camp meetings and things like that, and they were really, really enjoying it.
Well, Clarence, we've got to take a break, but I want you to hang on. I've got more I want to talk to you about when we come back. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll return with more from Clarence Maynard.
Want to use your home computer to help you manage your money God's way? Well, all you need is Crown Money Map Financial Software from Crown Financial Ministries. With Crown Money Map Financial Software, you can create a realistic spending plan and use a virtual envelope system to follow daily. And since it's based on the Crown Money Map, the software will help you build up your emergency fund, pay off debts, create balanced budgets, manage investments, and complete other steps that'll move you forward on your financial journey. Crown Money Map Financial Software is loaded with features to make living on a spending plan easy and secure, including the ability to import transactions from your bank so you don't have to enter them individually. Crown Money Map Financial Software is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. For specific system requirements or for a free trial version, go to crown.org or call 1-800-722-1976 for more information. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. My guest today is Clarence Maynard. Clarence, what a wonderful testimony you're sharing with us, that in 1994 you found yourself as a single father of two children, experiencing a financial crisis, and then the Lord allowed you to learn His financial principles in 1995. So, Clarence, after living by God's financial principles for 15 years, how's your financial condition today? What's changed in those 15 years?
Right now, I've been hesitant about it, but I'm looking at investment. I do have a mutual fund account, which I couldn't get before. I got a mutual fund account, and I got a nice savings account. And not only that, but here lately, had enough money that I could get into my new home.
And are you debt-free besides your mortgage, Clarence?
That's correct.
Well, praise the Lord. God has turned your situation around dramatically, hasn't He?
Yes, it has.
Now, you started a new career after the military. What do you do now?
I was working with WOMAC with the federal government, and the Lord moved in my spirit. After I started getting my finances together, I became a deacon of the church, and then I was Sunday school superintendent, and then I was still working with the federal government. But then in 1999, I got married again, and the Lord started me in the ministry, so now I'm a pastor.
And where do you pastor, Clarence?
I pastor at Triangle Point Fellowship Church in Durham, North Carolina.
And can I assume that you're teaching God's financial principles in your congregation?
All all the time. In fact, we're in it now. I used Larry Burkett's older financial management manual for the family, and I put me a PowerPoint presentation together and everything, and we've been working on our finances now going 2 months, and we're just now getting ready to start doing the budget. And everybody says, I didn't know it was like that. I say, yes, it is. And if you want to be debt-free, this is something that you need to do.
Well, that is so exciting. I know that's a meaningful and relevant way to serve people today. I also understand that other pastors are seeking you out to teach in their churches. What are they reaching out to you for right now, Clarence?
They're wanting me to come and show their people about, you know, how to manage your money and becoming debt-free. Also, there were a couple of pastors that's got some business people in his church, and he wants me to show them how that the budget could help them and the management could help them with their business.
And so you start with the very foundation of learning to live on a budget.
Yes.
And from your perspective, Clarence, that's where most people are missing the boat.
That's correct. And I believe it or not, I was driving down the road one day after I had completed all of Larry's work and everything, getting my finances in order, and I was going from Durham to Fayetteville to do a ministry. I had to speak at a church. And on the way, on the right-hand side, after I left Lillington, there was a church there. And believe it or not, it had Larry Burkett's How Much Is Enough. They was teaching that at the church. And I said, Lord, I thank you. So as soon as I got the Fayetteville, I went to the Baptist bookstore. I got all the information. I got his whole line out, the video, the whole kit for How Much Is Enough. And I started teaching that as soon as I got back to Durham.
Well, you are quite the champion for Crown. Now, I know that you bought the God Provides film series for your church. Do you plan on using that as a teaching tool for others?
I started already. On Sunday, I show the video. And then after I show the video, then I speak about it. And then on Tuesday night, before we have our financial management workshop, I do a Bible study, and I bring up the questions and answers about what we looked at.
Well, that's exciting, Clarence. And I know that you have a great heart for people who are hurting financially. And if I could impose upon you as a pastor and fellow brother in the Lord, would you mind just praying for all the people who are listening to you today that are in financial bondage, that they would turn to the Lord and experience that freedom that you've received?
Yes, I will. Our Lord God in heaven, God of all of our making, creator of the universe, I pray, Father God, that you would bless each and every one that is listening today to help them with their finances. And we ask, Lord, today that you would bless them in such a way that they could become debt-free and not be a servitude to money. We want to ask, Lord, that you would take their family and, Father God, whatever needs they have, we ask, Lord, that they be blessed. We ask that the homes be blessed. We ask that the community that they live in would be blessed. And everyone, Father God, today can be a greater workman for you in the kingdom. We ask, Lord, that, Father God, the love of the money would be changed. And, Father God, finances and new hopes would arise. We want to say thank you, Lord. You can do all things. Search ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. And we're asking today, Lord, that you would come into our life, give us a new insight, and give us a new path that we should be directed to so that we can be financially out of bondage. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, Pastor Clarence Maynor of Triangle Point Fellowship in Durham, North Carolina, you're an inspiration. Thanks for joining us on Money Life today.
Thank you.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Handling money God's way can be filled with challenges, and many questions can come up along the way. Wouldn't you like to have someone you can turn to when you're not sure what to do next? Well, you do. A Money Map coach from Crown Financial Ministries. Money Map coaches work one-on-one with you to develop a spending plan, get out of debt, and practically apply other biblical principles of stewardship to your everyday finances. Your coach will be with you each step of the way to help you make healthy, long-term improvements in your finances. Money Map coaching is available in person in many areas and everywhere online. Either way, you'll get personal attention that's confidential and free. To find out what's offered in your area or to become a Money Map coach yourself, call 1-800-722-1976 or visit crown.org. Get connected with a Crown Money Map coach today. Call 1-800-722-1976 or go to crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. In the studio with me is Sharon Epps. And Sharon, what a remarkable story. Here's a man who found himself as a single father, a widow, and experienced a financial disaster all unexpectedly. I mean, it just happened. All of those terrible things happened at once. But his story reminds me that no matter how bad off we are, we're never without hope. And I was also taken by the fact that one person encouraged Clarence to seek God's wisdom, and that tiny bit of advice turned everything around. You talk about a powerful example of God's ability to put a person back on the right track. It's really a story of going from ashes to beauty.
And I'm hoping if today you're struggling with catastrophe and disasters, it gives you a sense of encouragement to see how God takes the impossible and weaves such a beautiful outcome.
Well, Sharon, because May is the month where we remember our mothers for Mother's Day, we're preparing some very special tools for all the moms who listen to the program.
I have been so looking forward to announcing this promotion called Struggle of the Juggle. And if you'll recall, if you listened a few weeks ago, I interviewed two sisters, Ivy Hall and Brittany Vickery, and they introduced us to the term the Struggle of the Juggle. Well, we had so many of you resonate with that thought of how do I keep these plates spinning, the balls in the air, all those things I have to juggle at one time as a wife, as a mother, financially in our home, how I serve others. And so we actually came together and have developed a special emphasis called Struggle of the Juggle in the month of May. We want to encourage each of you to join the conversation and invite you on this journey. If you'll go to crown.org and click on Struggle of the Juggle, you will find that there's multiple tools to help you on the journey. We've recorded webcast, so you'll get to see Ivy and myself just having conversation about some of those personal struggles that we deal with on a daily basis. The struggle of keeping the relationship with God a priority, and how we talk to our spouses about finances, and how do we train our children, and just those days that things go absolutely crazy. The tools there will help engage you in the conversation, and we actually want to hear from you. We want to get your feedback in how you work through the struggle of the juggle and see if we can get back on track and be in God's plan as we balance our roles in our daily life.
So, Sharon, are there some practical tips, some real how-tos included in this Struggle of the Juggle series?
Absolutely. In each of our webcasts, which are very short, less than 10 minutes apiece, we give practical tips on managing each of those areas or roles in our life.
Well, you can find this invitation to the webcast of Struggle of the Juggle online at crown.org, and I do hope you'll visit us there and share it with all the special moms in your life. I hope you've been encouraged by Pastor Clarence Maynard's testimony, and be sure and remember to encourage somebody else in their journey to financial freedom. You've been listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley with Sharon Epps. We'll be back again next time.